By the blood of Jesus, amen. I thank God for his goodness and his grace. I thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ, my pastors. I just thank God. I love this time of year. The greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. Not a big man in a red suit, but it's about Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It always just blows me away. You know, he's born in a manger, born in a feed trough. He was the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, created all things, but he was born in a manger. Carpenter's son. But we're reading about the miracles he did. He came to save lost ones like us. Amen. And I praise God. I thank God for his goodness. I thank him for his grace. We're going to be going to John chapter 15 and verse 1, starting in verse 1. John, as Brother Tony said, John's a lot. It's about the deity of Christ, or Christ is God. He is Lord. Even in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was God, and God was with him. Hallelujah. Yeah. I kind of messed that up.
All right.
I want to go back and quote it correctly. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He threw the stars out into the universe. He named every one of them. Can you imagine? He knows the name of every star. That just blows me away. And he came and died for each and every one of us. And I thank God. And he said here in 1:15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He is the vine, and his Father is the vine dresser, or the owner of the garden. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. This is one of seven Jesus' I am statements. Remember when Moses was being called to lead the children of Israel out? Moses was kind of, you know, talking to God and said, well, who am I going to tell them sent me? And he said, you say that I am sent you. Yeah. Jesus was telling the Jewish people, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. My Father sent me. My Father is the gardener. My Father is the planter of the vineyard, and he put me in this vineyard, amen, which was Israel at the time. But there's other statements Jesus made. I just wanted to review them. Six other ones, John 6:35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Hallelujah. John 8:12, he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The third time he said, John 10:7, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's the one I think I love the most. He's a good shepherd, amen. He knows we're going to kind of wander off sometimes and go astray. You know, you've seen shepherds with that little hook, you know. Come back here. Come back here. He's the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters that covers me with that calm, that peace sister was singing about. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. The fifth time he said in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. The sixth time he said, 14:6, which was last week, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I'm glad I know him, aren't you? Hallelujah. I'm glad that I date him. It's, you know, this is date night, but you know, there's nothing like the relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. I love my wife. I love Jesus more. Amen. Jesus laid down his life for each and every one of us. Amen. And then again, Jesus here in 15:1, I am the true vine and my Father is the husband. And I think I need to, I don't know if y'all have red letters in your Bibles, but mine's red letters. This is Jesus talking personally. Amen. We need to really be listening when it's in red. Need to be listening all the time, but especially what the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords says. Amen. He said in verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You know, he clips off the dead. He clips off the overgrowth, you know, so we can produce fruit. The fruit of love, the fruit of peace, the fruit of joy. Galatians 5:22 gives us all the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Kindness, meekness. I knew I was going to mess this up. Meekness, temperance. Amen. Hey, we get all the fruits of the Spirit because we're abiding in the vine. And I looked up that abide. Abide means to continually, permanently, or in the same state, to be firm and immovable. We are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we should be producing fruit. Fruit of love, fruit of joy. People should be able to see the love, the joy, the peace in us as we're abiding in the vine or continuing in the Word, continuing in the Holy Spirit, amen, and praying in the Spirit and reading our words. And verse 3 says, now you are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. You stay or continue in me, I will continue in you. Amen. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except that it abideth in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Abiding in the vine. We used to sing a song a long time ago, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, peace is mine because I'm abiding in the vine. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I don't want to try to do anything without Jesus, amen. Without the Holy Spirit, amen. Without the Word of God, without him, we can do nothing. But through him, we can do all things, amen. Through him, we can cast out devils. Through him, we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Through him, we can do mighty things. But through him and in his name, amen, in the name of Jesus, all things are possible, amen. He said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, amen. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That speaks for itself. Hallelujah. Verse 7, if you abide in me, again, continue in me, stand fast, stay firm in me, in my words, abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. I don't know what you ask for, but I ask for this church to be full. Amen. I ask for lost sinners to come and give their lives to God. Amen. To me, there's no greater joy than to see people come, give their lives to the Lord, and God changes lives. Amen. The drastic changes God makes in one's life. Amen. And so that's my prayer. It's a lot of prayers, but my main prayer is to see the lost come to Jesus. Amen. That's why we're here. Amen. To preach the gospel to a dying world. This world's not going to get any better, amen. But as long as we're here, we're to preach the gospel, amen, and preach it boldly and preach the word, amen. Don't water it down at all, amen. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Verse 9 says, as the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. How much love did he have is dying on the cross, dying with his dying breath, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We should have that same forgiveness towards anybody and everybody. Amen. Yeah. While we were yet sinners, he loved us. Amen. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love vaunteth not itself. Love forgives. Amen. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. He kept the Father's commandments. He kept the Old Testament, but he fulfilled the Old Testament for us. Amen. We don't have to go by those Old Testament laws. All those five, how many other hundreds of laws there was, Jesus fulfilled those laws on the cross, amen. And the commandment he gave us was to love one another, amen. Right. If you love somebody, you're not going to sin against them. You're not going to cheat them. You're not going to do anything to harm them or hurt their feelings. If you love your neighbor as yourself, all the law is fulfilled in that, amen. Verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. This is my, verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. That's big shoes to fill, but he tells us to love one another as he has, and he gave his life for us. We should be willing to give our lives for our neighbors, amen. For our brothers and sisters in Christ, even for our enemies, amen. Verse 13, greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my, 14, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. What he tell us to do, to love one another, to love as he loved, and to forgive as he forgave, to do the things that he did. Verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. We are friends of God, amen. You can go to Jesus, talk to Jesus about anything. He knows it all anyway, amen. But he's our friend, you know. Yeah. You can go to your friend at any time, say, friend, can you help me out? You know, and that comfort that sister was singing about earlier, that comfort, you know, that peace that comes. There's an old gospel song, just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Yeah. Yeah. We should be talking to Jesus constantly. Yeah. Now, I know we have jobs and we have things, but we need to talk to Jesus, amen. He's our friend. He yearns and waits for us to come and talk to him and have a relationship. He died that we might have a relationship, that we do have a relationship with him, amen. And he's a friend that sticketh closer to the brother. Our friend is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I heard a preacher say one time, they asked a bunch of kids, I think they were in second or third grade, you know, what's the definition of a friend? And one little boy said, a friend is somebody that knows all about you, but still likes you anyway. And that's the truth. Verse, we're going back up to 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And again, his commandment is to love one another. Amen. Again, if we love one another, we'll fulfill all the laws. Amen. And he fulfilled the laws on the cross. Amen. So we wouldn't have to. Verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants for the servant. Oh, already read that, didn't I? We're going to read it again. Henceforth I have called you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Here we go, 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. He ordained each and every one of us, amen. You are not You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. He chose each and every one of us to be here at this appointed time, in this appointed place, in this church. Amen. In this time, December 10th, 2025, He's chosen us to preach the gospel, to come together, to pray for one another, to get the message out that Jesus lives and Jesus saves. Amen. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Each one of us is ordained, called of God, has a purpose. Amen. We all have a purpose. We might not all be teachers or pulpit preachers, but we can all live the gospel, amen. We can all love our neighbors and be kind to our neighbors and show the love of God wherever we go, amen. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you, whatsoever. Healing whatsoever, salvation, deliverance whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will give it to you. That's a promise from Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. Hallelujah. I feel the love. Amen. I know y'all love me and I love you. I'm a man, but I can say that. Man. I love the family of God, you know. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. Yeah. I love my lost loved ones, amen. I love those that persecute me at times, which that's been a long time, and that's a long time ago, praise God. But these things I command you, that you love one another. Verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hateth you. Again, I like to put some songs in there. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Wow. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. This world ain't my home. This world's going to pass away. Peter tells us this world's going to burn up. Amen. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You know, I'm in the world, but not of the world. Amen. But we're in the world again for a purpose, to show the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Even to those that persecute us, even to those that call us holy rollers, Bible thumpers. You know? God bless you, brother. God bless you, man. I'm praying for you. I love you. Praise God. Verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Some of them will keep his sayings. Some of them will come to Jesus Christ. Amen. Never give up on anybody. Amen. Never give up on anybody. I got to testify a little bit here. My mom and dad split up when I was very, very young, a young child. And I didn't even know him until I was like 18 years old. But I prayed and I prayed. I prayed years for that man. And one day he gave his life to the Lord. Amen. God can save anybody, amen. Don't give up, don't give up. Whoever you're, don't give up. Abide in the vine, keep believing, keep praying, amen. I'm talking to somebody. You're on the verge of giving up, don't give up. Don't give up. Verse 21, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Verse 22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. They have no covering for their sin. He went and did work miracles, told them he was the Son of God and was crucified. They had no more covering, these religious people, the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. They had no more cover for their sin. Amen. Verse 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. Verse 24, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen, and hateth both me and my Father. It just, you know, it. He opened blind eyes and deaf ears, cast out devils, you know, and they still didn't believe him. Many did, but the religious leaders didn't want to get up their power, you know, and admit that he was the Son of God. Verse 25. But this cometh to pass that the world might, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. Verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. But when the Comforter is come, when the Holy Spirit is come, the Comforter, that the Spirit of God that comes and reveals the truth, you know, have you just been reading the Word and just lights up, you know, ding-a-ling-a-ling. It's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, revelating, giving us revelation to what the Word truly means. In Matthew 3:11, John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Jesus is still baptizing in the Holy Ghost. You read on in Acts, you know, Pastor preached it a couple of weeks ago about the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You read in Acts what Peter and Paul did. Peter, the one that denied Christ three times after the baptism of the Holy Spirit, preached the word and 3,000 gave their lives to God. And you know, the lame man at the gate said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. All these miracles they did. Jesus was already gone, but he sent back the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they all spoke with tongues with fire on top of them, amen. And they all worked in the gifts or had power in the word, and not just the apostles. As some people say, it was the apostles. No, I read about Stephen that had mighty faith and did works among them. And Philip, that Philip you read about, it's not the apostle. It was a deacon, if you will. He did mighty miracles among them. God's still doing miracles. The greatest miracle of all is salvation, but God is still healing. God's still delivering. God's still setting free, what? Through his disciples that are baptized. The Lord wants his disciples baptized in the Holy Spirit, amen. But because he says here, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send. Who will send? He said, I will send. When the Comforter is come, well, I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father. He shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus and what Jesus did and what Jesus does and what Jesus is still doing. Amen. My God, nothing is impossible with my God. And he still baptizes with the Holy Spirit. He still, I got to emphasize this, wants his disciples baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. That's what gives us our power. That's what gives us our authority. Amen. Because we're abiding in the vine. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Verse 27. And you shall also bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. We can all bear witness of what Jesus has done in our lives. Amen. Amen. What he's done. I love preaching the word. I love obeying God.
Yes.
I'm glad that I'm blood bought. Amen. Tongue-speaking child of God. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not ashamed to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Does anybody have any prayer requests? I'll just go right into it. Any special prayer requests?